Hello, and welcome back to the Lucky Girl Podcast, your go-to podcast for creating your dream life. I'm your host, Lexi Prieto, and I hope you're ready to enter your luckiest era ever. Good morning, Lucky Girls. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited for this podcast. I've been planning it out for a couple weeks, and I'm very, very excited to get to talking about this topic. It is so exciting. It is a topic that I have been learning and living for a couple years and really trying to master this mindset that we're going to be talking about. But before we get fully into the podcast episode, I want to go ahead and get our social medias out of the way. If you want to follow the podcast Instagram, stay up to date on everything podcast. I give you updates. We talk about our weekly recaps. We talk about what the episode is going to be about before you see it on your screens. If you want to follow that, it is going to be at Lucky Girl Pod. That is LuckyGirlPod. If you want to follow my personal Instagram, stay up to date on everything that I'm doing. I went to Vegas a couple days ago and I was posting about it and it was very fun. If you want to follow that, that is going to be at Lexi G Prieto. It is LexiGPrieto. So follow that if you want to get to know the girl behind the mic. I also have a YouTube channel as well as a TikTok and a Pinterest. Those are all going to be the same handle, Lexi G Prieto. If you don't want to take your time scrolling and using the search bar, you can go on my Instagram. I have a Beacons link. Click the Beacons link and it takes you to all of my other forms of social media, which is so cool. I have been so focused. We'll get into this actually when we talk about the full moon that happened. But now that we have our social medias out of the way, I want to welcome you guys to the Lucky Girl Podcast. If you are new here, hello. Once again, I am Lexi Prieto. It is so nice to meet you. I am 22 years old and my purpose in life is to find a way to live my dream life. And that is what this podcast is about, helping each other find our dream lives, helping each other become the luckiest versions of ourselves. So if you are coming back to the podcast, welcome back. Thank you for being here. I love you. You guys are insane. It is such a crazy, kooky feeling to know that I have people that come here and just spend every Sunday like knowing that they're going to listen to the podcast and are just regular subscribers. I just think it's the craziest feeling in the world. I actually right now, as we're talking, I'm going to look at see where we are, if we're at 5,000 or not yet, because it has just been the most surreal experience to know how much love we get on the podcast. And it has just been getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And every single time it gets bigger, my eyes just go out of my head because I just think it's so, so, so crazy. We are so close to 5,000 downloads. So make sure you're downloading all of the episodes so you can listen to them anytime you want. We are so close, like 100 away. So I'm very, very, very excited about that. That's such a big milestone for me. I was so shocked to even get like one download when I first started the podcast. And then the fact that I have people that are like religious listeners to this podcast and they love the podcast, it just makes me feel on top of the world. I love you guys so much. But enough about me just fawning all over you guys because I'm obsessed. Let's go ahead and get into our Lucky Girl segments of the week. I am so excited. The last episode I posted was the part two of Everything I Know About Love. I took a week off and now we are back in action. That episode was so fun to make. The Everything I Know About Love, the part one was with my sister, part two was solo. And I was taking a lot of reflection after the second episode because I was talking about things that I really, really enjoy thinking of and I enjoy working on. So I wanted to take a week off to A, write down this episode because I really wanted it to be a good episode and I wanted a lot of logic in this episode because I want this episode to change your life genuinely. I want it to change the trajectory of the way you think about yourself. So I took my time to really get concrete about what I wanted this episode to be about. And then I wanted to think about last week's episode and really live it as well as just talking about it. But with this weekly recap, we are going to talk about everything that I feel is important that I did last week and this week. The reason we do the Lucky Girl segments, if you're new here, is because I want to feel a connection with you guys. I love talking about what I did this week, and I love when I listen to podcasts, I love hearing about their personal lives because it makes me feel so much closer to them. They're more than just a voice coming through my phone. Like, it's something. It's a community, it's a family, it's a friend, and I just absolutely adore that. So that's why I want to do that for you. So we always start with the weekly recap. Let's talk about last week. Last week I was working a lot. I worked 5 days straight, which is very, very rare for me because I usually split my days off, which is probably weird, but I usually have Mondays and Thursdays off, and then I work Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I never have a full 5 days. So it was very, very, very tiring. By my fifth day, I was messing up so much, and I was getting so frustrated with myself because I know how to do my job. I think I was just so burnt out and tired. So I was really focusing on outside of work, creating goals and setting really important actionable steps for myself. And this is where the full moon comes in that I was talking about previously. We had a full moon, I want to say in Capricorn, I'm not sure. But if you do not know this about me, I am the lover of the moon. I love the moon so much. You can always bet, no matter what, if I walk outside at night, I'm going to say, whoa, look at the moon, because I love the moon. I love full moons. I love new moons. I think it's a really good time to manifest and start creating your dream life and really just write things out with the power of the moon on your side. I'm a very spiritual person, so I believe in the universe, and I believe in the universe's timing and the things that the universe gifts to us, and I think the moon is one of them. So on the full moon, it's really good to manifest and write out things. So I was kind of just laying in my bed, and I have this really big window, and the full moon was perfectly aligned with the window, so there's a ton of moonlight coming through my window, and I was just kind of laying there with like no electronics. It was just pitch dark except for the moonlight, and I was just kind of thinking about how grateful I am to be where I am and how much work it took and how much manifesting and then the law of action it took to get to where I am right now. And even though I'm not at my dream life, like, I'm somewhere so beautiful that I never thought I would be when I was younger. So I was thinking about that, and I was like, I want to start writing out my goals, because I think something that I personally struggle with is I think of long-term goals more than I think of short-term goals. So I always just think, like, I want to live my dream life. I want to be a successful content creator, and I want to be an author. And I think about all these like future things. But future things and long-term goals, they don't work unless you create short-term goals in the umbrella of those long-term goals. So I wanted to write out my short-term goals as well. So I did. And it was very, very, eye-opening and very, very relieving to have these short-term goals, to put a timeline on these things, because with my long-term goals, I don't really have a timeline for that. I just think whenever it happens, it happens. But creating these short-term goals of one of them is reading 10 pages every single day, because I want to finish a self-help book this year. I want to finish a fun book this year. I want to read more anyways, and I want to be off my phone. Another one was to save more money than I spend, which I have been so bad at, guys. I have been a little spending gremlin, and I've been spending so much money, but save more than I spend. And I have a couple other like actionable steps that I wanted to do. And honestly, the day that I wrote that out, and then coming this whole week afterwards, I've seen a change in my life, and I've seen a change in how I think about my life and the things that I do, because I'm now taking actionable steps to get to where I want to go, which is so fun and it's so relieving. And I have this thing where I feel stagnant sometimes, and I feel like I'm just not going anywhere. And I think I was feeling that way because I wasn't taking action. I wasn't doing anything. I was manifesting. But as we know, the law of action goes hand in hand with manifesting. You can say whatever you want to say. You can say, I want to be a millionaire. But if you sit there and twiddle your thumbs and you don't do anything, how are you going to get there? You need action to get you there. So this is my way of kind of taking the law of action and using it. And it's been so fun and so relieving. And I just really genuinely enjoyed it. This week though, so after that 5 days of working and being very, very burnt out, I took Sunday off. I spent it trying to find the perfect dress for this birthday party that I was going to go to. And I did go to. It was so great. I literally went to two different malls. And that is actually one of my lucky girl obsessions is the mall. Because I don't know why. I freaking love the mall. And it's so much fun. And we'll get into that. But I went to the mall to find a perfect dress. And I ended up finding a very, very pretty dress. And my best friend's birthday is coming up. When you listen to this episode on Sunday, it will actually be her birthday. So that's very cool. So I've been looking for stuff for her. I've been looking for, you know, stuff for me. And I've just had a lot of me time and a lot of reflection. And it's been so god awfully hot in California and in my house that I've been choosing to take my days off at a coffee shop or at a bookstore or wherever. And it has been so freeing because I get so, so productive when I am outside of my house. It has just felt so good. So honestly, it's been like a 10 out of 10. I've been having so much fun. I've been enjoying it so much. I have been really focusing on my confidence lately, and I talked about this on the last episode, how confident I have felt, and I don't know if it was because I dyed my hair red or what I did, but I've been feeling on top of the world and so confident, and honestly, I have just been really focusing on that as well. I have been focusing on experiencing things. I went to Vegas with Cassandra, and it was so fun, and the funniest part of it all is I did not gamble at all. I just really didn't want to. We decided to go to an arcade and we played pool and we played basketball and I was actually low-key really good and I was very surprised. But this entire week has been really just like focusing on myself, focusing on experiencing and just really looking at my inner world. And it's been so fun. It has been so, 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 so relieving. And I keep on saying that word, but it genuinely has and has been, I've just been feeling great. But moving on to the lucky girl obsessions, I have two. One of them is a TV show. I guess I have two TV shows I want to talk about. So the first one is Once Upon a Time. It's an ABC / Freeform show, and I think it's already off the air. But I watched this a long time ago, and I really liked it. And I watched it again recently, and that's kind of been what I've been watching while I'm getting ready for work. And I forgot how much I liked it. It is such a funny and like enjoyable, easy TV show where you're like, you don't really have to be paying deep attention to kind of just get what's going on. And I really like it. And then the second TV show I want to talk about is Love Island USA. It has been all over my For You page, Love Island USA. I didn't know what Love Island was prior to this. And I watched an episode with Cassandra about season 6, this season that came out. And honestly, it was not what I was expecting, but it was really funny. And I have just been kind of obsessed with the one of the girls who's on it. Her name's Leah. She is just the funniest person ever. I love her. I've just been having a good time watching that. And it's kind of just like a brain rot TV show. And I just really, really like it. And then obviously the second obsession that I just told you guys about was going to malls. I have been absolutely obsessed with going to malls and going to coffee shops and just taking time to leave my house and to not rot inside. And it has felt very, very, very good. I've been having so much fun. So moving on to the last Lucky Girl segment, let's talk about what has made me feel lucky this week. I am so excited. What has made me feel the most lucky this week was a day that I spent with Cassandra, a night actually. Me and Cassandra have been going to Disneyland a lot recently, which is so rare for me, but it's kind of like all roads kind of lead back there whenever we're in Anaheim or we get coffee or we get sushi or whatever. We're always like, well, what do we want to do next? And then it's always like, do you want to go see the fireworks? And then we always, always end up going. But we had a night at Disney recently, I think it was like a week ago, where we were kind of just walking around. There is a wishing well in Fantasyland, and it's called Snow White's Wishing Well. And we went there, and we like threw pennies in the wishing well. And we were sitting and talking about the last time we were at the wishing well, the last time we were both deeply heartbroken, and we were talking about the things we wished for in the last time we were at the wishing well. And it was just very, very it was very full circle to know how healed we are and how much better we feel. And I can't speak for her, but for me personally, like the last time I was at the wishing well, I was going through such a turbulent time because my heart was broken. I was looking so deep inside myself because in order to get over that situation, I had to look inside myself and really do a lot of self-reflection and a lot of self-work. And I was altering and changing and growing into someone better. But it was all kind of by force, I would say, because I couldn't have stayed the same person I was before that heartbreak. So the last time I was at the wishing well, I remember wishing for that person to be back in my life. And I remember wishing for that person to remember every good moment we had, like just all of that, of like missing the toxicity of it. So the last time I did that, it was very, very like sad, I guess. And it was almost like a beg. I was pleading for the universe, and the universe knew that this person was not right for me. The universe knew that like this was just not where I was meant to be. And the universe, I talk to Cassandra about this all the time, about this theory that I have of like when you're a child, right? And there's a stove, a burning stove. The universe is obviously doesn't want you to burn your hand. So the universe is going to say like, hey, that stove is hot. Don't touch it. Okay. It sees you go to touch it. It's going to pull you back and say that I just told you that stove is hot. Don't touch it. It's going to hurt you. And every single time we go to try to touch the stove, the universe is going to pull us back and say, it's hot. It's going to hurt you. And I don't want you to get hurt. And that's kind of what it is with breakups as well, of like, it'll tell you the first time, like, you'll see the signs of like, hey, maybe this person is not right for you. Maybe they're toxic. Maybe they're making you feel a certain way. Whatever it is, this person may not be right for you. The signs will all be there. The red flags, you will see all of them. But if you continue to try to touch the stove, eventually the universe will intervene and force you back and force it to end. And I think that's what happened with that heartbreak, is that the universe forced it to end, and it just was like I was in the middle of writing a sentence and then the pen disappeared, you know? It was just so quick. And that's what I was wishing for in the wishing well the last time. And to know where I'm at now and what I wish for now was so, so, so different from what I wished for then, and how healed and how genuinely resolved I feel from that, and how grateful I am for the heartbreak that I went through, every single heartbreak I've gone through, because it has made me a better person. So this wishing well, we made our wishes, and Cassandra had brought in a shadow work book with her. It's one of those like burn this journal after writing books. So we were leaning against the wishing well. We were sitting on the floor leaning against the wishing well, just reading the questions in that book. And the questions are deep questions. You know, it's like, if you can say one thing to everyone, one sentence, everyone in the world, but you can only say one sentence, what would you say? Like questions like that, questions about what you want to look, your life to look like in 10 years, and questions about like, who are you secretly envious of? Just those type of questions. And we were sitting there for a good, I want to say like 20 minutes, just reading those questions and bouncing back off of each other. And I think it was such a, like a vulnerable and amazing time to sit there and like really dive deep into our mindsets and dive deep into what we want to talk about. And it was just, I genuinely had the best time, and that genuinely made me feel so, so lucky to not only have that experience and not only to feel healed at like from the comparison of when the last time I went to the wishing well to this time. And it's just like, and then also having a friend to be able to sit there and be vulnerable with and talk with. And she knows everything about my life, and she knows, and she doesn't judge me. And it was just, that genuinely made me feel the most lucky in the entire world. But now that we have our lucky girl segments out of the way, it is time to get into this episode. I am so excited. If you can't tell by the title, we are talking about embarrassment. We are talking about caring about what other people think of you, which is something I've struggled with for so long in my life. So I'm very, very, very excited to talk about this with you guys. This is episode 46, Embracing Embarrassment, Why Being Embarrassing is the Key to Being Free. So as we get into this episode, I am excited to talk about embarrassment. I did my research. I wanted to learn more about the psychology behind embarrassment. So Psychology Today says that Embarrassment is the feeling of discomfort when, one, some aspect of yourself is or threatens to be revealed to others, and two, we think that this revelation is likely to undermine the image that we seek to project to these others. So, embarrassment comes from when you are scared that people are going to see through the guise that you decide to live. So, I think this is something that I genuinely struggle with as well, but I think as humans, we are always kind of playing a part. We are always trying to become our best versions of ourselves, especially in this social media day and age. For me personally, I always want people to think that I am the best version of myself. That's why I get frustrated and embarrassed when I mess up. That's why I get frustrated and embarrassed when things happen out of my control. And embarrassment is when something or someone or whatever threatens to drop that guise, to pull the curtain away and see the most vulnerable state of you, the most human state of you. And when embarrassment happens and you let it affect you, it is so detrimental, because when you're not comfortable with who you are on the inside, you're not comfortable enough to project it onto the outside. Once that curtain gets ripped away, it is so vulnerable. It's literally like the curtain gets ripped away and you're like naked. So it is so scary. But embarrassment can often be a window to what we love, what we hate, and what we are ashamed of. So I want you to look inside yourself and think of the times that you were most embarrassed. The things that you were like, oh my gosh, this is so, so, so embarrassing. I will go first, and I cannot wait to talk about this. I think that a lot of my life, I have been embarrassed about the drive and passion I have, because the way I grew up with my father, he always made me feel small about being so passionate, about having such big dreams. He always made me feel like I was not capable of these big dreams. So within this, I've learned to hide my aspirations and how big I dreamed and how big my goals are. And there was a time, like a year ago, I was talking to somebody and I was telling them about what they're, because, you know, everyone always asks, well, what do you want to do in life, especially when you're young? So before this, I was always like, I don't know. Like, I know I want to do something like creative, like maybe write, or like, I was so timid and so nervous. And at this point, I'd already had the podcast, but I was not telling anybody because I was so nervous. And it was like, why was I embarrassed about something good that I was doing, something that I was excited to do, something that is my dream life, is my career, is what I wanted to do? I was so, so nervous and embarrassed. So I was telling this person and I was telling her, I actually have a podcast and like it's new and I don't think I'm really good at it yet and like whatever. And I was so embarrassed. And she was like, oh, what is it called? And I told her the name of it. And she comes back to me a week later and she literally like runs up to me, grabs my arms. She's like, Lexi, this podcast is changing my life. And I was shocked because I was so embarrassed. And I knew if she listened to this podcast, that would be her ripping away the curtain that I had perceived of like being scared of my drive and being scared of my passions, as well as like, this is just a very vulnerable podcast for me. I talk about everything in my life. I talk about my mental health. I talk about everything. So it's like this person I didn't know too well yet. And for her to know everything about me so quickly, like it was vulnerable. It was, for me, it was embarrassing in that moment. And then she ran up to me and she was like, Lexi, this podcast is changing my life. And at first I thought she was just being, you know, just silly, like just trying to support me. And then I had found out by one of my managers, because I worked with the girl, I found out by one of my managers, my manager walked up to me and was like, so I hear you have a podcast. And I was like, how did she find out about the podcast? And she was talking about the girl who found out or who listened to the podcast. And she was like, she was having a talk with me about her mental health and she was saying how much your podcast is genuinely helping her. And I thought it really clicked in my brain that she said the same thing that she said to me behind my back as well. And I was like, this is so genuine. Like, why am I embarrassed about this passion, this drive, if it's helping people? And that was the defining moment in my life. And that happened like a year and some change ago. And it was so defining. It clicked in my brain, especially in my career. It clicked. And then I was like, I just spent like a couple months being embarrassed about something that's changing somebody's life. If I was so embarrassed that I just always kept it to myself, I might not have been able to help her the way I did, you know? So it's like you have to start being proud of the person that you are on the inside, the things that you know that you are authentically. And I think once that happened to me, I genuinely started looking into myself and I started thinking about the things that I genuinely love and the things that I don't feel the need to project and to hide, and just take away that veil on your own. And that's when it comes into the freedom of, quote, being embarrassing. Because the truth is, I'm sure there is some people out there or that have been in my life that really just don't like me, and that's okay. And I'm sure they use the podcast against me. I'm like, yeah, this girl and her embarrassing podcast, like whatever it is, you know, like people will always do that. That used to be so detrimental to me. I used to always think about the people that hate me. And once that shift changed of the girl being like, this podcast is changing my life. Once that changed, I started thinking about the people that love me and the people that I am helping and how really, truly not embarrassing it is to be passionate and have a drive and have be vulnerable and just have all these things. And that was one of the things that, like, once that veil was pulled back, I was able to take away the projection of like, oh, like, I don't really know what I want to do with my life, and be like, no, I know what I want to do with my life. I'm so concrete on what I want to do with my life. I do not fear failure. I do not fear embarrassment, because this is my goal in life, and I will get there eventually. It might take time, but I will get there eventually. And once you just take away the embarrassment, you start feeling that freedom. It opened up so many doors for me. That one person spiraled into 50 people knowing about it, spiraling into 100 people, 1,000. And like, it's just knowing that if I wasn't brave enough to fight my embarrassment and tell her what the name of the podcast anyways, I probably wouldn't be here today. That singular person has changed the trajectory of the podcast so much, because I was so timid. And at that point, I think I was thinking about stopping the podcast, and I was thinking about like, maybe this isn't right for me, like whatever. And look where we're at now. We're doing so well. We are on top of our game, and it's just so relieving. So think of the people who are the, quote, most embarrassing to you. Are they also the most free? And if the answer is yes, I guarantee you that this is not a coincidence. When you look inside yourself and you think about all the people that you have ever thought like, oh, that is so embarrassing. Like, that's embarrassing. Because, you know, not to be judgy, but I feel like sometimes we have our judgmental moments, you know, and somebody does something that to you is embarrassing. Think about why you think this is embarrassing. And I'll give you an example. Years ago, I worked at this restaurant, and there was this girl who was so confident in herself, was so sure of herself. She was like a fireball. It was insane to experience. And at first I was like, this is so cool. Like, I'm so envious of her. And then eventually I started to change my mindset and being like, this is so embarrassing that she's so confident that she doesn't care what other people think, because I cared about what other people think, because I was not confident, because I was so deeply, deeply insecure at that time in my life that her confidence felt like a direct hit to my insecurity. Because I was just, because it makes you realize that there's better to live than what you're living now. So me being so embarrassed by her being like, she's so confident, like she doesn't care what other people think, like she does whatever she wants, like it's so embarrassing that she doesn't care about what other people think. I used to think that that was the end zone, like it was so detrimental. And then as I got older and as I started doing my self work and I started getting into what it means to be embarrassed and what it means to be confident and what it means to be insecure and secure and just keep on going, I realized that she was probably the least embarrassing person I've ever met in my life, because she genuinely only cared about what she thought of herself. And I thought that was beautiful. And that's where I'm at now. That's where I've transformed and have her mindset now of like, other people do not control me, do not affect me. And the reason why she felt no embarrassment in being confident and being sure of herself is because embarrassment stems from other people. There has to be a third party. And if you let other people control you, you let other people worry, like make you worry and make you insecure, of course embarrassment is going to creep in. But be like that girl. Be confident. Be secure. Don't care about what other people think, because at the end of the day, other people mean nothing. You know, at the end of the day, the people that are going to hate you are going to hate you regardless, no matter what you do, no matter how timid you act, no matter if you hold on to your insecurities. The people that are not meant for you are not meant for you. It's the same thing about burning your hand on the stove and the universe pulling you back. Those people are the stove. Those people are, you know, something that will burn you, that will hurt you. And the universe is not going to let you experience that. So be confident. Be so sure of yourself. And once you realize that the only person you really have to impress in your life is yourself, make yourself proud. Do the things you say you're going to do. That's when embarrassment starts to run away. And I pinpointed this about our internal biases and the societal pressure that we see can make us assume an identity that is not true to ourselves. Because being confident, being secure, especially being a woman, it turns the eyes of the wrong people, you know, it turns the eyes of the right people, you know. And I love that I'm a role model for people, and I love that people see my confidence and it influences them to be confident as well. And I've had so many times that people have come to me and been like, thank you for being who you are. You have made me be braver, made me become more confident, made me feel less embarrassed about talking about the things that I want. I've had so many conversations about this, but it also turns the eyes in the wrong way, especially being a woman. There's always this stigma, which I hope to one day change. And I love talking about this because I want it to change. Of the second you have drive, the second you are confident, the second you put your head up high, you're vain. You are concerned about the wrong things. You're materialistic, whatever it is. Me talking about, and this happened kind of at the peak of the podcast when, you know, the podcast is really taking off. I was talking about like being an it girl, being a dream girl, whatever. There is obviously people that are like, oh, she is so vain. She only cares about herself. Like, it's so embarrassing that she's so confident, like whatever. The tables had turned, and I was now seeing what it was like to be that girl that I was so embarrassed by, that I am now that girl that people are embarrassed by me. So it's like having passion, having drive, even being confident in your beauty. It's always such a fine line that I feel like sometimes I fall back into the river, and I feel like I fall back into not being confident and not, you know, sticking out my chest and saying things with my chest, you know. And it's like, especially when it comes to my beauty, and even now talking about it, it's like I don't want to come off as like vain. And like, I think beauty comes from within, but when you are confident, you are beautiful. And because when you're confident, you don't care what other people think. I know I'm beautiful. I feel as though I'm very pretty. And it's in within that I feel myself kind of falling back sometimes. Okay, this is the thing. When I talk about being pretty, when I say that I'm beautiful, I think that honestly, if you know you're pretty, it does no help to be like, oh, well, like, I don't think I'm really pretty. Like being, you know, whatever about it, be confident in who you are, be confident that you're pretty. But it is every single time that I say something about being pretty or feeling beautiful or whatever, there is that twinge of like, I'm opening that door for whoever I'm talking about to tell me that I'm wrong, or whoever I'm talking to, or whoever's hearing me, to be embarrassed by me. So what I'm working on currently is slowly stopping feeling embarrassed, because at the end of the day, the only person that needs to think that I am beautiful is myself. And I genuinely do. And once I exude that, other people obviously see it too. And I just think that's really what made me, quote, glow up, I guess, like being in high school, and then all the way towards working at Hooters, which working at Hooters was such a hard time for me. And that was actually the job I had when I met this confident girl. But working there, I was the most insecure I was ever. And all the way up till then, I did not think I was pretty. I did not think I was beautiful. I genuinely was like, I hated myself. I hated who I was. And then post working there, I started working on myself. I started working on my mental health. I don't think much really changed within my looks, you know, like I look pretty much the same. Obviously I take care of myself more, and I work out, and I think that is so important, and I do it for my mental health. But it's like, I now feel so beautiful, and people comment on my beauty, and it's because of my confidence and the way I change my outlook on life, of that I know, I remember the day I shifted my mindset. I remember it so clearly. I was in the first house I ever rented when I lived in California, my very first home. I remember I was sitting in my bathroom, and my bathroom was like a really big bathroom, and I was sitting on the counter and I was like just staring at myself. And it was right after, I think I was actually still working at Hooters, and I was just thinking how sad I was working there and how insecure it made me. And then I was like, what if I just created an alter ego for myself? What if I just started acting like the most confident version of myself? And I came up with Ashley. I even stole a name tag because we had like a whole bunch of like name tags. I stole a name tag and put Ashley on every time I would work. And like one of my managers were in on it. And I was like, I am going to be the most confident version of myself and see how that happens. For a month straight, I was Ashley, and I was so confident and I was so sure of myself. And it is when I had realized that other people thought I was pretty, which I had never, ever, ever thought. I was like, oh no, like nobody thinks I'm pretty, whatever. So insecure. It was in that moment when I was acting as my truest, most authentic self, being confident, taking down that guard of embarrassment and just being like, I'm going to act how I want to act, is when I had realized that who I am is enough, and who I am is exactly who I want to be. And eventually Ashley went away, and it was just Lexi. And eventually I took what I learned from Ashley and became that, but I didn't have to hide behind something anymore. So I want to remind you that your passion and your drive and your beauty is nothing to be embarrassed about. And the people that are going to be embarrassed by you are the people that have self-work to do. Just like me and the girl I worked with, I had a lot of self-work to do. It had nothing to do with her. And now I'm actually envious of her. I look up to her. And eventually those people, I hope, will get there too. If they're embarrassed about you for doing things right, then even if they're embarrassed about you for doing things wrong, that is something that they have to look themselves in. And that brings me into how to reframe our shame. This was a topic that I really wanted to talk about, and it is ending out the episode. I wrote this, and I was at a coffee shop when I was writing this, and I was really taking my time and thinking about ways to reframe our shame, you know, ways to change our embarrassment. And I want to say before we get into this, from the eyes of an insecure person, a secure person will always seem embarrassing because all the things that we have learned to hide behind the curtain, they have out in the open. And it is a lot of the time, and me and Cassandra were actually talking about this yesterday. We were talking about when you don't like a person and you don't know why, and you're just like, I just don't like them. A lot of the times you should look inside yourself and see why you don't like that person. What qualities that they have make you feel bad, make you feel a certain way, make you feel like you don't want to be around them. And once you figure out those qualities, look inside yourself and see if it's maybe because those qualities affect you, because those qualities are stuff that you've been hiding. And that, going into that, of somebody who is insecure will always think a secure person is embarrassing, I want to show you how to reframe your shame. So the very first step to reframing your shame, this is the most important step. Genuinely, it'll change your life. So listen, if you haven't been listening to this podcast at all, and I have been white noise to you, listen up. This is how to reframe your shame. Step one is embracing humanity. When I heard this and I saw it somewhere like a couple weeks ago, it clicked in my brain. It literally made me sit up straighter. Embracing humanity, embracing your mess ups, embracing your flaws, embracing everything that you've done right and wrong, and the struggles and the things you thought you were doing right in the moment, and then you realize were so wrong. The things you thought you were entitled to and you weren't, and the things that just continue to grow. And for this example, I went through a situation where this person hurt me deeply, and I don't know why in my brain I thought I had to settle the score. This person hurt me deeply, but then they did the right thing and they left my life. You know, the universe took my hand off of the stove and they left my life. Me, I don't know why, and this is why it was so frustrating to me. I continued it. I don't know why. I kept on going back. I kept on, you know, making it worse. And it got to a point where I finally realized, it just clicked in my brain. I was like, why am I trying to make that person feel bad after they made me feel bad? Let it go, because that person is that person. And, you know, if they're capable of making people feel bad, they're capable of making people feel bad. But that's not me. And that's never who I've wanted to be. So I had realized that I had affected their life in a negative way. And I was like, what? Why am I doing this? And when I went through that, I was so hard on myself. I was so frustrated. I was so angry. And then I realized that I had to embrace humanity and embrace that I fucked up. I made a mistake. I made someone feel really, really shitty. And that sucks. And I have to live with that. But I know I'm not going to do it again. I know I made that mistake. I know it is a mistake. And I will never do that again. That is embracing humanity. Embracing that you are not perfect. You are not perfect. You can be the most perfect version of yourself. But within being the most perfect version of yourself, you have to give yourself room for flaws. Give yourself grace. And when I realized that I hurt the person that hurt me, I was angry and I was frustrated. And I was like, okay, it's time to make a change. I vow at this moment now that I will no longer, if it is my doing, I'm not going to purposely make somebody feel bad just because they made me feel bad. That doesn't give me a right, honestly, because I genuinely think that if a person makes you feel bad, that's something that they have to work on. It has nothing to do with you. And within that, embracing humanity, embracing my flaws, embracing my mess ups, embracing that I am probably the villain in somebody's story, that has made me feel so free. Because once you have the curtain of perfection and you want people to think you're perfect, once that gets drawn away, and especially when it gets pulled away by yourself, especially when you have these realizations and you have these revelations within yourself, when that clicks in your brain, it is genuinely like your heart stops and that curtain gets pulled and you're naked and you're like, oh my God, maybe I am not the kindest person. Maybe I do make mistakes. Maybe I have hurt somebody. Once you realize that, that's when you give yourself grace to be able to change. The curtain is gone now. So be your authentic self. Do your work. Be the person that is still working on themselves. Because perfection is a lie. People who are perfect are people who are stagnant because they are not working on themselves. If they feel like they are perfect, they don't need to do anything else. That is stagnant. Keep working on yourself. Keep making mistakes. Be the villain in somebody's story. Regret it. Be mad at yourself and then pick yourself up and make a promise to yourself that you're not going to do it again. And then eventually you probably will do it again. And you're going to have to keep on going through this cycle. And like, I just think that eventually you will get there, but it is a journey. Your journey never ends. It is continuous. And you have to get good with realizing that humanity is about the good, the bad, the ugly, the hard, the scary, the insecure, the secure, like everything. It is about everything. You might be the villain in somebody's story, but you're the hero in somebody else's. And once you figure that out, that you are not a one-dimensional person to every single person, that you have many different facets. And so, sure, there's some bad facets. There's some things that are regrettable. And like, eventually you will learn to love every dimension of yourself. You are multifaceted. That brings us into step two of reframing our shame. Get concrete on who you are and your aspirations. Genuinely write out the things that you are sure of and like get concrete about it. I know for a fact I am a passionate person. I know for a fact that I am a kind-hearted person. I know for a fact that I am somebody who loves working on themselves. I am for a fact a intelligent person. And it's like, once you get concrete on these things, you write them out, stand firm in them. You know, you might make mistakes. You might fall back, especially, you know, with the example of me being a kind-hearted person and then doing that thing to that person and being the villain in that story, it might make you look for a second, be like, am I kind-hearted? But it's like, be concrete, be firm. And these will always change. These will always shift. You will not always be the same version of yourself every single time. And who I was prior to that situation is not who I am now. And I'm very, very grateful for that because I had to mess up. I had to make a mistake. I had to hurt somebody. I had to be angry with myself in order for it to change, in order for me to grow. And that moves us into the third. And that moves us into the third step to reframing our shame. Come to terms with the fact that not everyone will like you. That's a them thing. And I always say that's a them thing to everyone I talk to, because genuinely it is. If people don't like you, it's mostly because there is a layer within themselves that they have to work through. Every single person. And think about it within yourself and you not liking somebody. And this is what we just talked about of there is this strainer, this filter that all of our truths, our beliefs, all of our mindsets go through, right? And, you know, we don't have the same truth, beliefs, and mindsets as other people. So maybe our beliefs, and I'll go back to the situation with the girl who was super confident. My belief that was to be confident was to be torn down. And I didn't want that. I was already felt like I was at rock bottom. If I was confident, it gave somebody the opportunity to be like, nah, like literally be counteractive. So it went through my filter of insecurity, of being scared that somebody would tell me that I am not enough, because that has been my fear for my entire life. It went through the filter and made me embarrassed for her, because I was like, she's gonna like get hurt. Like, it's like embarrassing, whatever. That was a me thing. That was my filter. She didn't have that filter. She felt confident. And now that we're rewriting, we're refiguring out that filter. Look inside yourself, figure out what the filter is. But it's also give grace to the people that don't like you, the people that are nasty towards you. And remember that it's a them thing. It really is, because there are people that love you. You are so worthy of love. You are so worthy of companionship and friendship. And you are an amazing person, especially, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, it's because you want to change your life. It is because you want to become a better version of yourself. You want to become the luckiest version of yourself. This is a self-help and motivational podcast. Obviously, you want to do the self-work. You are worthy of it. You are worthy of this love. And if you feel as though in your life that there's nobody that you can talk to, there's nobody that makes you feel loved, I'm right here. I'm raising my hand. I will love you. And I do love you guys. I love everybody who listens to this podcast, because you guys are on the same path that I'm on. And I love myself, which means that I love you too. And I just want to remind you that you are 100% worthy of the good things in life. And that kind of ends out our ways to reframe our shame. The biggest way to reframe your shame is to realize that other people, especially people that talk bad about you, have nothing to do with your life. Leave them alone, move on. And I want to end out this episode by saying that it is so important. And the way to being, quote, embarrassing and being free and just not caring about other people thing is embracing all that you are comprised of, because you are comprised of millions and millions of things. Once again, you are not one dimensional. You are comprised of a bunch of things, you know, and a lot of them are good. Some of them are bad, and you have to embrace all of them. I want to end it out by saying this. Once you go through this embarrassment and you start working on this growth, you can either let go of the past, let go of the times you felt embarrassed, let go of the times that you were frustrated with yourself, or you can be dragged, because life goes on. And eventually you can hold on to something for as long as you want, but it is still fleeting and it's still going away. So with that being said, that is the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I do. I genuinely had a good time talking about this episode, and this is a topic I've been wanting to talk about for quite a while. I hope it has changed your life for the better. Make sure that you are leaving a 5-star rate and review on the podcast. And most importantly, make sure you are sharing this with all of your friends, talking about the Lucky Girl podcast. It is the best way for us to get more people to come to the Lucky Girl family. And if this episode has helped you, imagine how many people it is going to help. Post it on your story. Be loud. Be proud. Be not embarrassed to be listening to a self-help podcast. I cannot wait. And I think about this all the time. I cannot wait for Spotify Wrapped at the end of this year to see how many of you genuinely have loved the podcast. Make sure you are hyping it up. Make sure you're sharing it with your friends. Give them your favorite episode you have ever listened to. And if this is your first episode and you enjoyed it, tell them that this is your favorite episode. And just keep on sharing it. We are so close to 5,000. Make sure you are downloading the episodes. Go right now. I will wait. Go to whatever you are listening to this on and click download all episodes. And once you do that, you have all these episodes whenever you're traveling, whenever you are, you know, without service. Listen to the episodes, listen to the podcast, because I love talking to you guys. I love you guys so much. I hope you have the best week of your life and something amazing happens to you. I will see you next Sunday for a brand new episode of the Lucky Girl Podcast. Have an amazing day and remember to always, always, always stay lucky.